Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming, he says, of you.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming, he says, of you.
That's our theme song for Story Time, my friends, and this week's Story Time is part three of Dressing Myself, the Hippie Years. For the past couple of weeks, I have been sharing a few memories of when I first became fashion conscious, beginning with an ill-fated investment in all brown clothing before I entered seventh grade, and then how my fashion awareness was enhanced by an actual fashion show at my Jewish youth group, which resulted in me buying my beloved camel hair Nehru sports coat. We now move on to the next phase of my evolution as a costumed earthling, which resulted from me becoming a hippie band manager in 1968. Now, there were a number of aspects of being a hippie band manager that I never anticipated. Among them was the challenge of choosing proper apparel so I could look the part. However, there was no defined dress code for a far-out New Age entrepreneur in 1968. Emily Post offered no advice on that. You couldn't Google it back in those days because there was no Google. And there was no subject heading for it at the library. So you just had to make up the whole the dress code up. You had to make it up. You wanted to be dressy enough for business appointments, but you still wanted to be tie-dyed and bell-bottomed and fringed enough to be cool in the current style of the day. What a dilemma, and what a lot of nonsense, frankly. Anyway, I settled on handmade leather pants as the key element of my look. I don't remember why. Maybe I saw somebody wearing a pair of leather pants, and I thought they were cool. In any case, I found a guy who fabricated custom-made leather pants. He operated out of a now-defunct, funny little brick building under the University Bridge in Seattle. A special feature of the pants this guy made was that they included a cod piece. A cod piece is a patch that attaches to the front of the crotch on men's trousers. Cod pieces date all the way back to the 14th century when they were considered fashion accessories and genital decorations. The cod piece on my leather pants was nicely integrated into the design on the front of the pants, but it was still a far too prominent feature of the look. My first pair of leather pants was made of thin deer skin. They were buff colored and they had lion skin belt loops. Yes, they had lion skin belt loops. Back in those days, I sadly had no sensitivity to the plight of lions. I would now like to offer a sincere retrospective apology to all lions for the belt loops. They were a mistake. I'm sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Lion. The pants themselves had prominent bell bottoms and they rode low on my hips. I also wore a custom-made leather belt with circular brass brads on it that went both with the pants and the lionskin belt loops. I topped the leather pants off with black boots, a Madras shirt, and a Cherokee Indian leather vest. On hot days, I would wear the pants and the vest and nothing else. I was a super cool fool just out of school. My second pair of leather pants was made of extremely heavy, rust-colored cowhide, and they weighed about 10 pounds. If you were so inclined, you could charge through a hedge of cactus in these pants, but I never felt the need to do that. Defiling cacti was not my thing, man. I was a cool rock and roll impresario. So I wore my pants to music performances and to be-ins and to teach-ins and to love-ins and to die-ins and even to drive-ins. Sadly, these pants were so heavy that they broke many clothes hangers and they pulled down numerous closet bars. But I still loved those pants. Anyway, in my pants and my hippie paraphernalia, I was a walking fashion statement, and in retrospect, I know I must have looked awfully silly. But then again, during that period, everybody else looked silly, so it was silly season for all of us. For a while, I also wore my leather pants with a vibrant paisley Nehru jacket that was given to me by the late Ron Holden. Ron Holden was a Seattle R&B artist who had one gigantic national hit. He's truly a one-hit wonder, a unique little rhythm and blues samba entitled Love You So. The song allowed him to appear on American Bandstand, to share gigs with Ray Charles and Elvis Presley, and to tour the world. He later ran his own popular nightclub called Ron's Fifth Avenue in Seattle. When Ron released that song in 1959, I was 12 years old, and I just adored it. In 1968, I was helping Ron's brother, Jimmy Holden, and his trio get some work playing music, and I had the occasion to meet Ron. I was slightly starstruck when I first met him. Later on, we got to know each other, and when he was cleaning out his closet, he gave me his old iridescent, silken, paisley Nehru jacket. It was from the early 1960s, and by then it was quite out of style, but I wore it, and I treasured it, and I treasured it so much that I lost it. I don't know where it is. So what did the leather pants get me? What did this key element of my wardrobe get me? Did my groovy fashion look convince promoters to hire my band? No, not really. Did these pants give me confidence in business meetings? I was always stoned in business meetings, so I don't remember. And what did they do for my legs, you might ask? Well, they gave me rashes, and they caused all of the hair on my legs to fall off. Now, I've never been a very hairy guy anyway, but what leg hair I had got rubbed off by those leather pants, and it never, ever came back. So if anybody tells you that leather breathes, by the way, they are lying. I was recently on a trip abroad, and I saw many high-fashion women from China wearing skin-tight leather pants, and I wanted to go up to them and warn them about the rashes and the hair loss, but I was worried that if I approached them and began pointing at their tight pants, they would begin yelling, "Zing Sao Ro! Zing Sao Ro!" which is Chinese for sexual harassment. So I decided to avoid an international incident. I'm Ray Sarabrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.